Eric Olander, ICRT News, Taiwan in the Computer Age, Part 1. Suggested lead goes as follows. Taiwan's economic miracle of the past three decades has been based on an export-oriented manufacturing economy. However, if the ROC hopes to survive in the new world of computer technology, it must dramatically change its economic policy for high-tech research and development. ICRT News San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander reports in the first of a four-part series on Taiwan high technology investment in the United States. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. According to the California State Department of Commerce, only 5 years ago, Taiwan corporate presence in the Silicon Valley was virtually non-existent. Today, corporate giants such as Acer, Mitek, and Sun Moon Star are all heavily invested in the world's high-tech capital. Much of the work done by the ROC computer firms in the United States is research and development in areas such as Boston's Route 128, North Carolina's Research Triangle, and the Silicon Valley. Dr. Yi Der Chuang is the director of the Science Division for the San Francisco Office of the Coordination Council for North American Affairs. Dr. Chuang emphasizes the importance of R&D if Taiwan wishes to compete and succeed in the $59 billion global computer chip market.
In the past, you don't see Taiwan-made products, brand new inventions. So I think if we want to put ourselves in the competitive level to the more advanced countries such as United States, Japan, or West Germany, we have to spend more money and put more efforts on the R&D.
According to the latest figures, the Republic of China only spends $2.6 billion on research and development, while the Japanese spend over $73 billion and the Americans $120 billion. Therefore, it is imperative that ROC high-tech industry leaders and government planners realize that it's either develop or die in the cutthroat world of computer technology. Eric Olander, ICRT Business News, Silicon Valley in Santa Clara, California.